Hello, everyone. Heather made me press record. But we're back for another bonus this week. Main episode, I have all the research done. We did try to record this week, but we were waylaid by our little guest, which is fine. We do it as and when we can right now. So a bonus for today. This one I was going to use to set up the next main episode, but that will be hopefully in 2 weeks as the next main one. Heather wanted me to do something on the Meiji period, and I found a very interesting woman to talk about from that period. So yeah, this bonus is going to set us up for the episode after that about a minister Kibi, who went on a expedition to China. So this small tale is about a yokai today, Heather. What yokai do you remember?
I think I have performance anxiety, where you're asking me questions. It's gone completely blank. Oh my goodness, we've talked about a few too.
But it doesn't have to be the ones we talked about, just the famous ones in Japan.
The first thing that's popping in my head is Yokai Watch.
Okay.
the students I had used to really like. Oh, what's the name of the one that got really popular during the beginning of COVID? That one was really popular. And then you've got, we mentioned some during we talked about the Pokemon characters. There's quite a few yokai that are related to those. Go ahead. Share with me. Because it's
Sunday Brain Fog.
I'm froze.
Well, for one, I'm surprised you didn't say Oni. What's wrong with you?
The decaf hasn't kicked in yet.
It has not kicked in yet. Kappa. We also did an episode on Kappa. Do you remember?
I do, because shortly after that, I went by Kappa Sushi and went, oh my gosh, I never noticed it was a Kappa there. And that was super exciting when I saw that.
Brain exploding moment.
It was so much fun.
So yeah, I picked a yokai today. I think all of the others we talked about before, I originally found research from the Toriyama Sekien. He was one of the first people who brought all the different yokai together in his various books. So I found one today known as the Todaiki, or the Candlestick Demon.
Oh.
And he talks a little bit about the story behind this character in the book of his yokai. However, the tale in its entirety we can find in the Wakan Sansai Zue, which is a book from 1712 published by Terajima Ryoan. And Sekien used this book heavily for his inspiration for his own book and all the yokai there. That book as well has many, many different yokai inside of it, and one of them being this one, the Todaiki. If you want to find it in one of Toriyama Sekien's books, you're going to find it in the Konjaku Hyaki Shui. There are 3 different volumes to this book with various different yokai, a lot of them from China. So it kind of makes sense that this one was included in the China yokai, as this was a Japanese minister who was sent as an envoy to China. So the story goes, and like we said, it's a bonus, so it's a very short tale. However, there is a very, very long poem associated with this. So I get to read a poem and you get to try and interpret it.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic.
Ganbarimasu. Great.
Yeah.
This minister, he was originally called Minister Karu. He was sent to China as an envoy. And once there, he was poisoned by one of the Chinese ministers there. The minister then took it upon himself to color in the skin of Minister Karu's body. And then he sticks a candlestick on his head, which transforms him into this yokai, the Todaiki. From the depictions I've seen of him, it does look like he remained human size. He didn't shrink down to be an actual candlestick size. He was a human with a candlestick on his head. Later on, this minister's son comes to visit him, because he doesn't know this has happened to him. His son, Chancellor Hitsu, heads on over to China to visit him. When the candlestick sees his son, he cries out, he bites his finger, and he then composes a poem with his own blood to his son, so that his son realizes that the candlestick is actually his father. Now, I'll read the poem at the end, so I just want to finish his tale. His son is said to then try to bring his father home. I'm unsure if he cured him of his I'm going to say candlestick syndrome. I can't think of what else to describe this as. Or maybe he just took him as he was. However, his father died before they reached the island of Iwo Jima. And then his father was later buried on an island known as the Demon Realm Island, or Kikai Gashima. Presumably, this was an actual real minister from the time, because you can find a shrine to his memory at the base of Mount Inamura Kadami on Iwo Jima. Like I said, this has set me up for the next main episode, because Sekien, in his depictions of different yokai, use a lot of background imagery to like highlight different stories, different people, or different things from the time. And there was the inclusion of a go board behind Todaiki, which people do believe is a reference to Minister Kibi, who was also another envoy who was sent to China and was trapped there. And I have managed to find a journal article which tells Minister Kibi's tale, a very bizarre tale, which does include a game of Go as one of the things to try and get him to have permission to leave China again to Japan. But that is the short tale of the candlestick demon. Would you like me to read for you the poem that he composed for his son? Now, like I said, it's quite a long, so I don't know if you want to be make write note down or if I just read it and you let me know what you think afterwards.
I'm going to have a pencil on standby and I will go with the flow.
Okay. So if you are ready, I shall begin.
Okay, this.
私はもともと日本より来た。同じ姓を持つお前とは同族の物であることなり親となた前世のちぎりは深山を隔てもう変わることはない。こんなつむつな家で涙を流しながら年月過ごし、立派な家に住む日本の親に思いを馳せる。日々たきよでこの姿を東大期に変えられてしまったが、どんにかしてふるさとへ帰り身を寄せたい。That's the longest thing I've ever read in Japanese. It probably sounded terrible.
No, it was very good. Hey, nice. Hi. お疲れ様でした. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I understood some of that. Oh, my. Well, that's exciting. It's probably one of the poems I've understood the most of, probably the ones you've read.
That's interesting.
I know. How old is this poem, by the way?
So this book of yokai was published in 1781. Caveat to that, this poem was obviously written in Chinese because it's a very old poem. So I was doing some research online and I found a random person's blog post who had changed the Chinese and written it in Japanese. So I am reading the Japanese translation from this person's blog post. Mm. It is a blog in Japanese, so I have faith in the Japanese they're using. I put it through Google Translate and it does translate to something very similar to what the book gives as well. So I have faith in this translation. But the original poem itself was in Chinese.
Okay, so that would make sense that it sounds more modern than...
Yeah.
And why we could understand more of it.
Yes, because I am not going to attempt to read Chinese.
No, the pronunciation in Chinese is very complex from my understanding.
So what did you get from it?
Oh, goodness. Let's see.
I feel like maybe the first sentence is doable. 私はもともと日本より来た.
So to returning back to Japan?
Yeah. So it's been translated right now as like, I am from Japan.
And then we had nimotsu, so things, luggage, belongings. And I heard nimotsu, I thought. And
omotsu.
Omotsu, I thought I heard nimotsu.
Onaji sei. Omotsu omae. We share the same family name.
Ah. And then furusato. I recognize furusato that's in there somewhere.
Furusato right at the end, yeah.
Whereas, you know, your origin, birthplace, kind of what you call home. What else? I'm trying to think of what else we got in there.
Miyama.
I don't think it's mountain. I think it's something else. But is it mountain?
Miyama. It's ocean and sea put together.
Aumi.
Yeah. So miyama o hedatete mo kawaru koto wa nai. Across the seas and mountains, my life changed terribly.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Your dad's turned into a candle. Don't think that's...
Yeah, it's not an ideal thing.
No, not really, no.
So did you pick up on anything else? Or would you like the English?
I picked up on here and there, but you would have to read it back to me and probably do it in excruciatingly slow time. So let's just go ahead and get the translation. As this is a bonus and not a main.
The translation... I am from Japan. We share the same family name. A vow from a previous life made us father and child. Across the sea and mountains, my life has changed terribly. For years, I have cried in this weed-choked place. All I can think about are my previous parents. I have been transformed into a candlestick demon in this foreign village, but I only want to return home.
That's really sad.
At least he did a try to get back home with his son, just for unfortunately he did pass away before reaching his homeland.
Yeah, because he didn't even make it back home to be buried. It was on an island.
True, it wasn't on the mainland. It was one of the islands to the very, very west of Japan.
Interesting story.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it. And I'm glad I stumbled across it because leading me on to find the story about Minister Kibi, it's going to be a fun story. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a couple good episodes coming up then. All right.
Yeah. However, I will tell you in advance, going on the theme of all our recent episodes, there is some pooping involved.
We have branched out.
I don't know why I keep stumbling into these stories that all have this happening. There you go. That's going to be happening. So prepare yourself.
A new theme. We should have themes for each year. First year
the
was...
The theme I of our Midera. Original year was Midera, and now we've devolved into...
Not.
Bathroom. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, this will be very interesting. We will learn something new, I hope. Or maybe no. I'm...
Well, we'll definitely learn about Minister Kibi's terrible time in China.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, looking forward to that.
Okay. I'm glad. But yes, thank you everyone for tuning in to this bonus this week. I'm hoping we get our Meiji period episode out next week. It's very interesting. The stuff I found. Whatever it has is a surprise for me as usual, so I can't wait to hear that. But that's everything for me. How about you, Heather?
I think that's it for me.
Alrighty. So until next episode, guys, matane.
Matane.